The annual Holiday Lights at the Chattanooga Zoo begins December 5th. I'm speaking with the zoo director about the lights and 50% off zoo admission on Chilly Willy Wednesdays. Darty Long is the zoo director and has had a lot to do with changing the zoo over the last few years, and now offering a great opportunity to return to the holiday lights that is just a fantastic time when the zoo is lit up at night and all the animals are there to see when they're normally not seen.
You know, that's right, and it's a really good time of year for snow leopards and red pandas because in the heat of the summer, they really are, you know, pretty much wanting to stay inside the air conditioning. So a great time to see some of our animals. Some, of course, won't be on exhibit, our more tropical animals, but I think our goal here was to create an environment that people could come, could enjoy it in an affordable atmosphere, if you will. See animals. The animals get Christmas presents, so you never know which animals are going to be getting things. And you know, while you're at my idea of a great Christmas present is not a frozen rat, you would be surprised who really think that's the stuff. So it's a great time to come down and visit the zoo. Everything is free except for the photos with Santa. Those are $5. And so you can actually just come out to the zoo and wander around and see all of the lights for your regular zoo admission price. And we'll have some hot chocolate and crafts for the kids.
What are the dates and times for the holiday lights?
It's December 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. So Friday and Saturday each week until that last week, and we're doing an extra night that last week. And I think it's a lot of fun for folks. It's 5:30 to 8, so not too late at night, and you can go through and walk. And, you know, the nice thing, and I think for people who haven't been to the zoo in a while, one of the things that we have been able to do over the years is create some nice indoor areas. So even if it's chilly or a little bit rainy, which it did a lot of raining last year, but we have indoor areas, and those areas are decorated as well. And so you can dash inside and warm up for a minute and then on to the next one. So throughout the zoo, there are chances to kind of warm up a little bit and, you know, gather your courage to go back outside in the cold.
You mentioned the presents for the animals, and that is something that everyone in the community can get involved with. Have you ever considered giving a gift to, say, a panda?
Exactly. You know, and we really found this to be very popular. Folks oftentimes are looking for something kind of fun to do. A lot of parents want to teach their children to give to someone else and not always expect all the presents themselves. So we have some great ideas. And what we've done is the 12 days of Christmas, and each animal that's featured on a day has some specific requests, but you can give any of the animals something any day that you want. But it's set up, and there are even some websites you can go to. For instance, Sophie the Fennec Fox really likes to have some things from Doctors Fosters and Smith and JeffersPet.com, and that's because she likes duck jerky, of course, and special naturalized-looking treats that animals can have in their exhibits. So everybody's got their own special little list, and you can check out our website to get the full list, but it's a lot of fun.
Sophie also has a suitor.
Yes. You know, love is in the air for sure. We're hoping for fox kits. We would be so excited. She's definitely an important breeder in the Species Survival Plan program. So Barkley, our new fox, will be gradually introduced. We'll do a little wine and candlelight if we have to, but we want to make sure they like each other. But she's done very well with our other fennec foxes, so we're excited about that possibility.
Hopefully he likes duck jerky breath.
Exactly.
Now, in addition to possibly dropping off those holiday gifts at the gift shop at the Chattanooga Zoo, you can also get a very good discount to visit the zoo now through February on Wednesdays.
That's right, Chilly Willy Wednesdays. And you know what the idea here is, sometimes when it's really cold outside, not all of the animals on our exhibits. So we want to make sure that you get, you know, an opportunity to come down. It's a great chance if you can't afford to come on the regular days to stop by. And so a lot of our groups do take advantage of that have, you know, special needs and things like that. But it's a really good deal. And sometimes, except, you know, for it seems like this year we're going to be cold from November on. But, you know, sometimes you'll luck up and get a really pretty Wednesday and you get in for half price, and you can't beat that. It's $8.95 is the regular price, so you're looking at, you know, less than $5 to get in the zoo for adults.
And it's a lot of fun to stop by the zoo anytime.
It really is, because you never know what's happening at the zoo. Different animals are out on exhibit, depending on what it is. And our keeper staff, and I just have to give a shout out to, you know, Stacy Laberty, our general curator, and all of our animal care staff. We have a great entire zoo staff, but those guys really go to a lot of effort to create great enrichment items for their zoo. So you never know when you're going to just happen up on an exhibit where an animal's gotten a brand new enrichment item that they're tearing into, and you can really enjoy seeing them. So there's always something going on, and the keeper staff really does a great job of keeping those animals inspired and entertained.
The enrichment activities and gifts and such that the animals get really extends their life while they are living in captivity.
You know, it's really important, Rabbit, because the thing is that in the wild, you're constantly foraging for food. You're constantly having to be on alert to keep yourself alive, to stay away from predators. And so with that constant stimulation, you know, that's part of survival. Well, obviously in a zoo, food comes out to you in a food bowl and, you know, you don't have to worry about predators. So what we really try to do is give them stimulating things that give them a chance to either manipulate their environment. We hide their food from them sometimes. We're not being mean, but it's a lot more fun for a chimpanzee to have to forage, which is what they do all day. And so it really is important to increasing that well-being and making sure that they do have less stress in their life and something that keeps them entertained. And some of them really react well. Some of them kind of give you the thumbs down, though, if they don't like it. That's always disappointing when they just walk by that thing that you worked on for so long. Christmas is right around the corner of the holiday season. Don't forget, Friends of the Zoo memberships make a great gift. Gives year-round. You can give a gift to anyone. And check out our website again, chatzoo.org. We're going to be having some new things coming up. I think I heard a little rumor about an Animal of the Month Club. So stay tuned for more information on that.
The Chattanooga Zoo's Holiday Lights is 5:30 to 8:30, December 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. Chilly Willy Wednesdays provide half-off admission every Wednesday through February. The 12 Days of Christmas at the Zoo is an opportunity to provide enrichment toys and treats for the animals. You can find a list of animal-appropriate gifts online at chatzoo.org under the Holiday Lights and Family Events. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.